Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningen M. Hang Singh. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields including bravery, sports and social service. The ministry informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth in a national level programme of Veer Bal Divas. It added that the program organized in New Delhi will highlight stories of bravery, resilience and selfless service. The program will also witness cultural performances showcasing the country's rich civilizational heritage and the spirit of bravery. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi will also attend the program. In his first Christmas sermon yesterday, Pope Leo urged Ukraine and Russia to find the courage to hold direct talks to end the war. Speaking at St. Peter's Square, the first U.S. Pope expressed hope that the fighting would stop and that all sides, with support of international community, find the courage to engage in sincere, direct and respectful dialogue. His plea comes as U.S.-led negotiations on a deal to end the fighting continues. Earlier during the sermon, Pope Leo decried conditions for Palestinians in Gaza. Leo, who was elected in May this year, said that Jesus was born in a stable to show that God chose to live among people in a weak and temporary place. He said this should make us think about the tents in Gaza where people are suffering in bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years, his government has been working very hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. He called it true governance and true secularism. The Prime Minister said this yesterday while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of Independent India.
ये राष्ट्र प्रेरणा स्थल हमें संदेश देता है कि हमारा हर कदम, हर पग, हर प्रयास राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो। सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा। मैं लखनऊ को, उत्तर प्रदेश को, पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूँ।
Prime Minister Modi said saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them. The railways has rationalized its passenger fare structure with effect from today with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after today. For ordinary non-AC, non-suburban services, fares have been rationalized in a graded manner across second-class ordinary, sleeper class ordinary and first class ordinary. In second class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometers to ensure that short distance and daily commuters are not impacted. The Indian Army has issued an internal letter on use of social media applications by its personnel with an emphasis on operational security and responsible online behavior. Sources in the Indian Army said Army personnel have been allowed to access Instagram only for the purposes of viewing and monitoring. They clarified that no comments or views are to be communicated on the platform. And in women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the five-match series. India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first game on Sunday and won the second game by 7 wickets on Tuesday in Vishakhapatnam. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.